So are there ways that people here can support your particular organization?
Does anyone do web design?
Yeah, because, we need a couple of web
designers. we need web designers for, like, so we can come up with, like, different websites and be able to do that. If you know people that are willing, if you are willing to do that, like, volunteer, or, like, if you know, like, different, like, forms of open source software, that how we can get it, that'd be hot. Okay.
I'm going to leave some contact information for survivors out there, but immediately you can set up a catering event and we'll fly out there and cook. Or you can talk to, I mean, you think we're playing here? We're really doing it. We really have to do it so that we can, yeah. We do kosher events. We just did a kosher event over at UC Berkeley. I've never made kosher gumbo in New Orleans, but it works. Also, if you are at a university, we would love to bring the play Stardust and Empty Wagons for reading. I mean, small... We could work out the logistics, whether you'd want to fly the cast from the Bay up there, which there's company and there's royal, you know, things involved, stipends and such, and housing. Or the play can be shipped with me, or I'll carry it, whatever. And be read by the students in the theater department of your school or whatever. Give them an opportunity to, from their own mouths, relive the story and understand from a historical perspective, which is what it is now. It is history. What it is, what it was, and what it's doing now. And through that, at the end of the performance, we'd ask for donations, or donations at the door, and the proceeds from that go to the immediate needs of the people that we can find. And if you know evacuees in your area, the better you can connect them to either resources or technology to be connected with other evacuees, it's huge, it's crucial. Community was a big factor for New Orleans, and the pain that we feel right now is the unraveling of our culture. Culture is relative to your environment. No one's is better than the other person's, but it is something we love. It's something, it's our life. Every moment that we're away from it and can't thrive in the community like that and bounce back and forth from each other, it's the breaking down of community, conquer and divide.
Mm-hmm. And also just I didn't go too into the Amnesty Campaign for Critical Resistance, but we do have a video and a DVD. I'm gonna leave a sign up sheet if you're interested. It's called I Won't Drown on That Levee. I ain't gonna break my back, and I'm not gonna drown or something. And it's what happened. It's like, this is what happened, and this is the Amnesty campaign, and these people died, and we need to raise awareness. Connecting with people that are displaced, telling them, or at least getting them in touch with people that are on the ground in New Orleans doing stuff, because the news is not getting out there about how much grassroots activity is happening in the city. It's insane. Like, in some ways, it's kind of like a paradise in some weird form, because there's so much, like, self-determined organizing. Some of it's funky. Some of it I don't necessarily agree with. But it is there, and the good, and that never gets any coverage, because that would undermine every intention that they have and every plan that they have for the city. So, getting people connected. So I'm going to put a sign-up sheet if you want the Amnesty video. I can get in touch with you. Also, for the Insight Clinic, we are looking for supplies. We're looking for additional funding. If you know anyone that can help out with that, I'm going to put two different sign-up sheets. So.
And I'll have a sign-up sheet as well.
We have a collaboration of different musicians and talented people from New Orleans that make up the Ghetto Dreams movement. And we are ready to do shows and perform. We have media for sale, I think CD Baby and iTunes. Ghetto Dreams, there are two albums. They're songs of inspiration. Inspiration. Sorry, I couldn't think for a second. and days before Hurricane Katrina.
The post-traumatic stress.
Right. But this music is very healing to us, as, you know, any form of art can be very healing. So if you happen to see that, support it. If you have a form that maybe, you know, we're trying to set up tours right now. If you have any kind of form that you might know of, please feel free to give us that information. And, you know, use your best interest, but just showing up is very helpful. So if you have an opportunity to do more work like this, don't hesitate.